And then these regular old worms we get out of the ground, it's about that long.
You just call them worms?
Worms, uh-huh. I don't know if there's any particular name, we just said bait.
What do you call the big, fat, large worms used for bait, especially?
Is that those Catawba worms? They're big and fat.
Might be.
And long, as long as your finger long.
I don't know nothing about it.
What you asking me for? How you know I'm getting you the right answer?
It doesn't matter. I just want to know what you think. What do you call an insect that sends light off in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Say what now?
A little bug flies around and sends light.
Oh, lighted bug. You just catch a minimum and put him in a jar.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around
that thing
lakes,
still running?
Lakes and ponds?
He's for you to read that back to me.
Well, I hate to hear myself on it, too.
When you get back to him, your professor's going to say, well, who in the world's that you interview?
He'll only find things wrong with my interview. He won't find things wrong with you.
Now, start over.
Okay, what do you call an insect that lives around swamps and ponds, and he's long, skinny, with filmy-looking wings? You know what I'm talking about? Long, skinny little insect, and some people call them dragonflies or snake doctor.
Not mosquitoes, is it?
No, bigger
snake
things.
Doctor. I know what you're talking about. We just call them snake doctor.
Snake doctor.
I know what you're talking about. Now we just call them snake doctor. I go to snake doctor.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting? Looks like a wasp.
A dirt diver.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts that ripen on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
On the ground?
Underground.
Oh, that peanuts.
I'm sorry, peanuts. Okay, if a boy has a big nose, and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy...
inherited.
Anything else? What do you say? He looks like his father, he favors his father, takes...
Well, yeah, he feels just like his father.
Looks like his father.
Yeah.
You ever say takes after or?
Takes after would be very incorrect, I think.
Well, would you say it?
Huh?
I don't think it's incorrect. I don't know. I say it.
I would say it takes after. Would you say it takes after his father?
Yeah, I'd say it.
Well, you may be right. You're the
guy. No, I don't know.
I don't either.
Know who's right. You don't say it. That's all that matters. Okay.
We'd say it looks like it, his features are like it, very much like his father's.
Okay.
I think it would sound better than takes after.
I don't know.
I don't either, so you've got two dumb ones to count.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy...
just like his daddy, got all of his habits.
Would you say he has ways like his father?
Oh, I'd say he may more or less, but maybe ways like his father, really.
What do you call a woman who helps a childbirth who isn't a nurse?
A midwife.
Midwife?
That's what they used to call.
If a city person comes to the country like me...
You must talk about his dad.
What might you call me behind my back?
That old country boy comes to town.
Ever call me a city slicker or a city dude or any of those things?
Well, that's just such words we use sometimes.
Okay. If a country person goes to town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Well, I think that old countryman.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is black?
I usually say colored.
Okay. Colored person.
Mm-hmm. Colored person. Really?
Okay. Suppose you were angry with a colored person. What might you call him then?
Well, I wouldn't call him anything ugly.
You just...
tell him what I want him to know and get through it, and that'd be
okay,
it.
Okay, you don't have any word in your
vocabulary. No, I wouldn't do that.